Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm well, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, PK, obviously a disastrous day for the Titans yesterday, blowing the 17-0 lead. Will Levis with a catastrophic interception. I thought Levis was off pretty much all day yesterday, and then you put the cherry on top of it with a disastrous pick. It is one game. It's one of 17, but how concerning was what you saw yesterday from Will Levis and this Titans offense?
Well, he's just very uncomfortable. The whole game didn't seem to you know, they talked about like mastering the mundane and taking the lesser pass and all of that stuff, which he seemed to be pretty good at in the preseason and in practices. But yesterday, even that stuff wasn't there. And then he didn't get a lot of help from the offensive line and this new weaponry and the scheming that I think we expected big things from Brian Callahan. I think it's at some point he said, you know, there's scheme for everything. And it felt very much like Todd Downing and Tim Kelly and yes, Craig Aukerman. I know we're concluding that the coaching isn't necessarily the problem. Playing is the problem. Well, I think the coaching and the playing is a problem on special teams and with the team. I don't think the Bears are very good at all. Caleb Williams wasn't very good at all. And the defense is getting a lot of praise, but they didn't take the ball away from a quarterback who was bad. And I know Levis was giving it away more than they were taking it away, but the Titans got to find a way to do more there, and that's what all the defenders said as well. So overall, just a really insufficient effort with too many stupid plays headlined by the quarterback and special teams.
So when you texted us and said they're both to blame, what was that a reference to? Playing and coaching? Is that what you're saying? Got to coach better, got to play better?
No, Aukerman and Anderson.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so I hear you. I don't think I have the bandwidth today to worry about the defense not taking the ball away. I mean, my God, like, I mean, come on, those guys, you're talking about 147 total yards. I know some of it is just Caleb Williams missing throws and stuff like that, but like that was an effort that wins in the NFL 99% of the time, no?
Yeah, no, it's a great defensive effort. I'm not into celebrating the defense's great effort after losing that game. That's not a story to me.
No one's celebrating anything, but I'm just saying. No, like,
there was a little Jeff Simmons was very smiley after that game and very satisfied with the defensive effort. And I don't care. But when the other two units are that bad, the defense could they can't pitch a shutout because they couldn't have managed to lose that one. But you can have an all-star effort on defense, and that's nice, and I don't want to spend much time on it because the other two things were such a disaster. So it doesn't matter.
So on the Levis front, beyond the obvious of the interception, you know, a couple misses to Ridley yesterday, missed one right on the opening drive that would have been a first down had he hit him. Like, I had concerns heading into this. We've talked about it with you on Wednesdays as well about the accuracy, and he did nothing to really help that out yesterday. Like, when you look at the misses, is that something at the quarterback position that you think gets dramatically better as he moves forward, or is this something that may just be what he is in terms of the accuracy down the field?
Well, it's got to be better than that, and I mean they've designed things to get his completion percentage up and to make things easier. And so some of those misses, Robbie, have to be cleaner on the shorter stuff. And then, you know, I talked about it going into this game that breaking tackles is a big thing for this team on those shorter passes, that they've got to get some yak yards. And Chicago tackled very well, but none of these guys looked dynamic. I mean, Pollard was the one offensive guy who did some stuff. But who else broke a tackle in this game at any point? You know, the screen game that looked good in New Orleans and that we thought was going to be a big feature of this team didn't do anything, you know, and you like to run some screens when the pressure's getting to you to get away from where the rushers are coming from, and that was completely ineffective. So basically nothing worked, and, Callahan said as much. I was really disappointed the first two drives. I mean, they had 5 3 and outs in 12 series, but you got to come out with something better scripted than that, and I thought he kind of tiptoed into it. And I don't want to see a new coach, no matter how much he feels like he needs to baby his quarterback, tiptoe into a game against a team like that. I think you got to come out swinging more than they did.
So they do have the two really good drives, PK, and running the football is featured. And to me, I mean, we've talked about it. I mean, that's got to be central to this offense. It has to be. But the second half, I mean, Raidens goes out, and I can't attribute the offensive line struggles too much to that, but it did seem to really hurt them. But beyond that, just the offensive line, I thought as much it was a tale of two halves as anything in this game in terms of I was pretty impressed in the first half, and then it just looked so familiar like the last 2 years in the second half. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, they started coming more, as Callahan said. The Bears started coming more on first and second down, and this is another thing that echoes to the past. The Bears, I know you talked about orange slices at halftime. Well, the Bears did a lot more with their orange slices than the Titans did with their orange slices, because the Bears started coming on first and second down harder, and the Titans' adjustment to the Bears' adjustment was insufficient, or they weren't capable of making it. Hello, Todd Downing. Hello, Tim Kelly. And look, one game, sure, but I'm expecting a lot more from Brian Kelly than that. And if the Titans are a team that can't adjust to another team's adjustment again, you know, it's going to be a long, long year. So, you know, they've got to be able to tinker with that. Latham, you know, was getting beat around the corner too much. Skaronski got tossed around a couple of times. And those are the two guys you need to be pretty reliable. So we'll get better breakdowns now of the offensive line's play, but it was not close to good enough often enough.
So PK, yesterday, other than, you know, Nick Folk making his kicks and Velus Jones basically punting the ball to the Titans kickoff team, it was a disaster on special teams, from the block to Jaquan Jackson making some poor decisions in the return game. They couldn't cover a punt yesterday when Stonehouse got it off. How big of a red flag is that to you in week one? Do you chalk it up as one game and move on, or is your concern with special teams very, very high at this point after one game?
No, it's got to be very, very high until they show they can do something there. And I hadn't thought about it this way, but somebody brought it up in my podcast last night. You know, I should connect these dots. I talked a lot about, you know, we get all excited about these last five or six players on the roster because we watched them all preseason. And you know, they're in a roster battle and everything. But when they make the team, you know, it was hard to find those last five guys. And then those last five, six guys, I know it's only to 48, but they're key special teamers. And, you know, they're not great football players. The Titans' depth is poor. And their depth are the guys that make up the special teams. So that's got to be part of it as well, that they're not good enough. And then, you know, I don't know how good a special teamer Thomas Odokoya is or David Martin Robinson, but we were told, you know, well, we're keeping five tight ends because they're going to be special teamers. They went heavier with linebackers and the like. But those guys did not collectively get the job done. And then to get Stonehouse hit is a step away from hurt. In his first game back after he got clubbed twice and smashed to pieces the last time we saw him, is just horrifying. I heard you guys talking about that earlier. I mean, you got to be on DEFCON 5 with that, and, you know, looked like they weren't close to it. And then Callahan said that came from the edge, and that sure seemed to me like it came from right up the middle. Yep. With just too many people and not enough blockers.
DEFCON 1. DEFCON 1 is bigger than DEFCON 5.
You should know. All right, I invert it. Hey, it's, you know, it's not right. A lot of sleep, yeah. Morning airport, you know how that
That's
goes.
Right. I got you. So I want to go back to receivers, PK. First of all, what was the benefit of Hopkins barely playing? To me, it's almost like just wait until he's totally ready. Second of all, we talked over and over about Ridley and Levis, and you saw it play out late in the game when they needed a play, and Levis is expecting back shoulder, and Ridley just keeps running the route. What do you think about that, and like, can they get that, and they get that figured out at any point?
Ridley and Levis are going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It's just the preseason. When the game comes, he's going to run it right, and they're going to hit it, and it's all going to be fine. You guys are making too big a deal out of it in the preseason.
Maybe so.
Right? I mean, that's what we were told. And then, lo and behold, there it is. I mean, Ridley had two 22-yard catches, which is the biggest thing that they had. But, you know, all of the new, quote-unquote, firepower wasn't anything in this game outside of Pollard, who was the best player on offense by a lot. They got to figure out the Ridley stuff, and it was more on Levis, like you guys were talking about, but it's one of them or the other one, and that needs to be a key component of this offense to pair with everything. And, you know, they were in second and long a lot again, which is, again, sounds a lot like the last 3 years. And if you're in second and long, well, everybody's looking for you to take a shot, and it's easier to stop and all of that stuff. And here we are. You know, it's only one game, but we're talking about all the same things we were talking about last year. They could have done a lot with a good performance to change the story. Instead, they've reinforced it.
Yep, no doubt about that. PK, great stuff, man. Thanks for being with us. Have a safe flight back to Nashville, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll react to what PK had to say. More of your thoughts on Will Levis's performance yesterday against the Bears. And the Titans blowing a 17-0 lead to drop to 0-1 on the season. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.